is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Bahamas Prime Minister Hubert Minnis called Sunday the worst day of my life as Hurricane Dorian pummels the islands as the strongest Atlantic storm in 84 years. Meanwhile, as VOA's Michael O'Sullivan reports, the U.S. is making preparations, especially in the U.S. states of Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina.
Some communities can expect coastal flooding and damage to infrastructure.
There'll be power outages, no question, and people need to be prepared for that. There will be storm surge, and unfortunately, this storm's arrival aligns with what's called the king tide, one of the times of the year when the tide's the highest in the southeastern United States.
U.S. Navy ships in Florida have been moved away from the coastline as Dorian, seen here from the International Space Station, moves slowly westward. President Donald Trump is getting updates.
It seems to be one of the biggest hurricanes we've ever seen. And that's a problem. That's a problem.
Emergency workers are warning residents to brace for heavy winds and prolonged rain. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
And sound courtesy of ABC's This Week. The U.S. and China imposed new tariffs on each other's exported goods on Sunday, the latest skirmish in the lengthy and contentious trade war between the world's two biggest economies. Flexport chief economist Phil Levy says lots of goods are affected.
This is exactly hitting the sort of consumer electronics, the apparel, your Apple Watch, your iPad.
President Trump levied 15% taxes on about $112 billion worth of Chinese exported products headed to the United States. Meanwhile, Beijing started adding 5% and 10% tariffs on some of the $75 billion worth of U.S. exports being sent to China. This is VOA News. Pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong blocked roads near the city's international airport as part of another day of demonstrations Sunday. Some flights were canceled and authorities have suspended the express train service to the airport. As Hong Kong surveyed a night of damage caused by government opponents, officials defended police actions as the city became a smoky battleground stoked by young people battling for a democratic change. Police answered Molotov cocktails, bonfires, hurled bricks and roadblocks with water cannons, tear gas, beatings, and at one point live gunfire. A volley of heavy artillery fire in Lebanon has the Israelis claiming that both Iran and Hezbollah are racing to establish missile production factories there, although Hezbollah denies that claim. We get more from VOA's Linda Gradstein.
The pro-Iranian Lebanese group Hezbollah fired several anti-tank missiles at an Israeli army base and a military ambulance, but there were no casualties, according to the Israeli army. The army said several of the missiles struck their targets, and Israel fired dozens of mortars at Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu looked relieved that the Hezbollah strike had not caused casualties. He said that Israel responded to the attack and that he has ordered the army to be ready to respond to any scenario. An army spokesman said Israel had launched more than 100 airstrikes at Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon. Lebanese Prime Minister Saad al-Hariri asked the international community to intervene to stop the attacks. Yair Golan, a former deputy chief of staff and current Knesset member, said Hezbollah did not want a war with Israel. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
The Taliban launched an attack on a second Afghan city in 2 days. More from Reuters' Emir McCarthy.
U.S. and Taliban negotiators are close to a deal that would open the way for peace in Afghanistan, a top U.S. official said on Sunday, even as Taliban fighters carried out their second attack on a northern city in as many days. Taliban fighters attacked Pulau Kumri in the northern province of Baghlan on Sunday, the day after a major show of strength by hundreds of fighters who overran parts of Kunduz, an important strategic city. The Interior Minister said on Sunday that 20 Afghan security force members and 5 civilians were killed in Kunduz. The latest fighting underlines the Taliban's apparent intention of going into any peace deal from a position of battlefield strength.
Reuters and Mayor McCarthy reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip-hop, all the hits and more on VOA.